Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Are you doing some voice acting now? Is that the case?
No, this is my real voice.
Are you doing some voice acting today?
Of course.
Yes, I am. I'm doing some voice acting today because that's what we're talking about.
Really? That's what we're talking about today?
Yes, I love that.
That sounds very interesting. Yes, these are the kinds of voices you might hear in a cartoon or an animation or something like that. And it's kind of interesting because we are talking about voice acting today in our unit on careers. Maybe some of you are in high school right now and you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life.
Yeah.
Some of you, of course, may have decided you wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer ever since the age of five, but most of us are incapable of making such a decision. I know I had no idea what I wanted to do when I was in high school. And now at this advanced age of 97, I'm still thinking about, gee, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? I don't know. I still need to pick a career. Maybe voice acting.
Here's a choice.
Would be a good one. Yeah.
It's fun. Voice actors, you never see their faces. Tom and I do a lot of cartoons, commercials, videos, stuff like that too. And it's fun, but no one ever sees you, which is kind of interesting. I know most of you don't even know what we look like. I have had
That's a good thing, I think.
I have had my picture taken for the AMC magazines, but yeah, that was a while ago. But
they've never asked to take my picture, so I guess that pretty much tells all of you what I look like. But in any case, yes, I definitely have a face for radio, as they say.
No.
No, I'm kidding, of course. But, you know, some people do choose a career in broadcasting. You can read the news, or you can be on a TV show or something like that. But there are other choices as well when you want to use your voice. And one of these is voice acting, which is when you provide the voice for a cartoon or an animation or something on the screen when they don't see your face.
Even a book. I have subscribed to an app called Audible, and it's books that are read out loud by voice actors. Some are famous, some aren't. But it's very interesting the choices that they make, especially for me, because this is my job, you know. Mm. We've read a lot of books, too. It's kind of fun to think about it if you're interested in it. It's kind of a hard field to get into, you know, because other voice actors don't want to share the work. They don't want to let new people in. But if you're good and you keep working hard, you can break into this business.
If you've got that magic voice, they might just pick you.
Right.
Who knows? Okay, everybody, so let's find out what this is all about. Let's read the entire contents of today's lesson, and then we will be right back to discuss it. The actor has fully prepared himself for his role. He understands his character's emotions, motivations, and current predicament. The actor steps forward and delivers his lines, pouring his heart and soul into every word. However, no one will see this on a big screen or in a theater. That's because he's a voice actor, and he always reads his lines in a recording studio. Voice acting covers many branches of entertainment. Some of the most successful actors in this field voice iconic cartoon characters from animated movies or TV shows, such as The Simpsons. Others make a living performing in radio plays, narrating audiobooks, or working on commercials. Computer game characters also need a voice. Though there's a growing trend of employing famous Hollywood actors to voice characters in order to provide movies with star power, there are still many unknown but superbly talented voice actors out there. If you're the kind of person who loves to read stories aloud and make up the voices for all the different characters, voice acting may be for you. To be a successful voice actor, it's essential that you have a good voice. You might be naturally gifted in this respect, but it's still a good idea to seek voice training and direction from professional coaches. You must be able to convey emotions and character traits without the help of physical actions or facial expressions. In addition, voice actors must also be good with the technology required to record high-quality audition and demo samples. Finally, since voice actors have to do a lot of self-promotion in order to get work, you must learn the marketing skills necessary to establish yourself. This may sound like hard work, and it is, but who knows? One day, you might provide the voice for a character loved around the world.
Okay, guys, we're going to be talking about a potential career for some people out there. That is voice acting. And some people can specialize, perhaps, in cartoons, doing cartoons or dubbing movies. I once dubbed a movie made in Hong Kong. It was all in Chinese. But there was one little part for someone who spoke English, and I had to sing.
Okay.
Very interesting experience, yeah. But then other people who use their voice to make a living do a lot more videos. Maybe Discovery Channel wants someone to record the voiceover. It's called voiceover for an hour program or half an hour program. There's that. I actually got my bachelor's degree in broadcasting. So that was what I studied. I wanted to be a broadcaster for sports. I love sports. Anyway, so I had come from a singing background. I went into broadcasting. And here in Taiwan, I'm using my voice too. So it's a career choice. It can be fun. You're self-employed. So if you need a lot of security and a stable job, this probably isn't for you because your work changes every single day. And people can call you last minute. You know, you might not have any cases, any gigs, I call them G-I-G, a gig, any gigs next week. So if you need stability, this isn't for you. So let's talk about what goes on with this sort of career. It's a vocal master of voice acting. Vocal is just the adjective form of the word voice. I use vocal when I talk about maybe vocal exercises, you know, a vocal strain. If you've been using your voice too much, you get hoarse. Yeah. Hoarse is shaya. Yeah.
Vocal exercises would be la, 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 da, 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 et cetera. Trying to get your voice to work in certain ways.
To warm up your voice. Yeah.
There you go. And vocal, of course, as you said, does have to do with the voice. And this is kind of confused with the word sound sometimes, because the word sheng yin in Chinese refers not only to sounds, any kinds of sounds, that's a sound there, but also the sound produced by your body. That is a sound, but we actually call that your voice. Oh, he has a very deep voice. You wouldn't say deep sound there, but we're talking about vocal masters of voice acting. Well, here's what might be happening. The actor has fully prepared himself or herself for his or her role. He understands his character's emotions, motivations, and current predicament. Okay, so if you're an actor, you need to understand these things about your character. The emotions, whether you're happy, or whether you're sad, or whether you're angry, or whether you're scared. Those are the emotions. And motivations, of course, that means what are the things in your life that mean a lot to you?
Or what makes you do what you do?
Yeah,
you know?
What do you plan to do? What's your motivation? Do you want to become famous, or do you just want to live a simple life in the country? Yeah, what is it that you want to do? Your motivations. Do you like to have a lot of friends? Are you kind of private, etc.? And also your current predicament. Predicament means the kind of situation you are in. It could be difficult. It could be unpleasant or embarrassing. It's just your situation. Wow, I'm in a rather embarrassing predicament right now. I'm teaching this class and the microphone doesn't work. This is a very embarrassing predicament. I really look stupid.
Yeah, if you use this word predicament, you should know that it's negative. You can't have a positive predicament. It has to be something that's difficult or embarrassing, like Tom said, or really just bad, unpleasant. So you have to be able to really relate to the character because you become the character, right? You become what that person is feeling and saying. So the actor steps forward and delivers his lines, pouring his heart and soul into every word. Yeah, that's part of the job. So, however, it says no one will see this on a big screen or in a theater. At least they won't see your face on the big screen or in a theater. But there are some voice actors who have become so famous that people recognize their voice. They may not recognize their face if they passed them on the street, but they know the voice.
Right, like Mel Blanc does Bugs Bunny, and June Foray did Natasha and Rocky Squirrel、uh-huh. and stuff like that. Those are older cartoons that some of you probably have not heard about, but those are iconic voices. But again, no one's going to see this because this is a voice actor. That's because he or she is a voice actor, and he always reads his lines in a recording studio. Yes, that seems to be、
True.
Where we are right now,、
yep.
although we're not really doing voice acting right now. This is just、audio instruction or whatever.、
Uh-huh.
But,、you know, voice actors do work with microphones.、you have to position yourself a certain distance from the microphone so you don't、make popping sounds and stuff like that.
It's interesting because I've met some people here that think it's easy, that they can just come into the studio and record and it'll sound great. It's not true.
Right. Microphones can be very intimidating. And also, I think when you do this,、you also do have to move your body a little bit, even、uh-huh. though people won't see it, but they can kind of sense it. I think I read somewhere that people can tell that you're not smiling if you're reading something. If you、
oh,
are smiling,、
yeah.
they can definitely tell it. So,
oh, yeah.
yeah.
I've had some clients say to me, can you smile more? They usually never say that to me because I smile when I talk. But, yeah, can you be more serious? You know? So, yeah, However you're feeling inside tends to come through your voice for most people, at least. Let's go down to the next paragraph. It says, voice acting covers many branches of entertainment. Many branches of entertainment means many different venues, many different types, many different kinds of entertainment. Branches is just like a measure word here. Entertainment can include a lot of different things. I mentioned some things. You can go into book reading. You can go into just doing commercials. Some people just focus on dubbing movies or dubbing cartoons. You have to really have kind of a funny voice, I think, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Indeed, cartoons do require that. So, yes, indeed, some of the most successful actors in this field voice iconic cartoon characters from animated movies or TV shows, such as The Simpsons. So, an iconic cartoon character is a cartoon character that everybody knows about,、
yeah.
like Bart Simpson.、
Mm-hmm.
He's been voiced by a voice actress by the name of Nancy Cartwright. She's、mm-hmm. been doing it for many, many years. If you're familiar with The Family Guy, the character Meg is voiced by the actress Mila Kunis. You may recognize
her
really?
Voice. Oh, really? I didn't know she did that.
She does Meg.
Yeah, she's a big movie star, actually.
That's right. Sometimes you do have big movie stars voicing these iconic cartoon characters. And, of course,、Woody in the Toy Story movies was voiced by
Tom Hanks、yeah.
et cetera. So these are all iconic cartoon characters that you all know about from animated movies like Toy Story, Pixar movies, the other ones, and TV shows also like The Simpsons, Family Guy, et cetera.、
Yeah.
So that brings us about to the halfway point for today's lesson. I think we better take a break, but、stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi everyone, my name's Jenny. 今天我们要看的是第五单元。今天的单元非常的有趣。它谈到的是一个大家可能从来没有想到过的一个有趣的职业。这个职业是什么呢？配音员。好，我们谈到配音，这其实也是一种表演的形式。所以我们说到 voice acting， 也就是说你是用声音来演戏的。那配音员是什么呢？就是 voice actor。 做一个 voice actor， 我们想到的就是在动画里面有真人在后面配音，而这些配音员往往被忽略掉。很有趣的就是他们这个职业到底需要什么样的条件呢？我们就来看一看。首先我们知道谈到配音，这个开头里面就用一个假设的情境，他说到现在呢，这位演员已经准备好了，然后他也了解他这个角色的情绪，这个角色的动机，还有什么 current predicament 就是代表困境，以及他当下当前的困境。好，准备好了，那现在这一位演员呢，是往前一步，然后说出他的台词，用心去讲每一个字。说起来，这就是一个配音员的工作，他不是台前的，而是在幕后的。那我们看到他整个的过程，我们就要进一步的去了解这些人有什么样的重要性呢？在下面就提到 其实啊，我们说演艺界娱乐里面它有很多的 branches， 也就是说各个层面各种不同的领域，像说有些是在动画电影，有些是在电视节目帮卡通人物配音。我们就看到这句提到有很多不同的分支里面的 some，有些是如何，那你知道接下来一定跟到后面会有一个 others。 先看这个 some 这个分出来的第一个谈的就是动画，动画里面配音员当然是为动画里面的卡通人物配音，可是你注意到了吗？配音的这个动词用的就是 voice， 换句话说我们平常用 voice 都是把它当名词来看，可是这里的 voice就是一个动词，表示出声音，或者是在这里当配音。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about voice acting, a potential career path for some of you. When we finished, right before the break, we were talking about how some of these people who are voice acting, they could be actually well known as a movie star as well. Depends. So we're talking about some iconic or very well known cartoon characters from animated movies or TV shows. I think The Simpsons have been on for more than, 15 years? It's crazy. Other voice actors, that refers to other voice actors, make a living performing in radio plays. We have some colleagues here at AMC that do radio plays in their free time. They love that. Narrating audiobooks. I was talking about the app Audible. That's audiobooks, you know, app that you can pay for. If you narrate something, it means you're the voice that's telling the story. So you're not one of the actors saying lines on the screen. You're just telling the story. That's one way you can go. Or maybe you're working on commercials. Those TV commercials or radio commercials that are quite short, maybe 10 seconds, 15 seconds, or 30 seconds. Those are different branches of voice acting that you could go into.A commercial is not something that you see on a page. It has to be either audio or a video. It's not live, but you can see it moving, or it's not something that you read, you could say.
Right. So if you're a man and you want to work on a commercial, maybe you could do a commercial for a car. Drive this car and you will be the king of the world. Everybody will want to be your friend.
Right.
And if you, you know, have a fairly sexy voice as a woman, maybe you could do commercials for cosmetics or things like that.
Absolutely. So computer game characters also need voices. Those are the video games. Tom's done a lot of those because he has great voices. I do video games too. Those are fun, but they kill your voice. So be careful. When you pick something, you're going to have to take very good care of your voice that you don't get hoarse. There's a growing trend, it says here, though there's a growing trend of employing famous Hollywood actors to voice characters in order to provide movies with star power. They want the audience to come because they like that actor. There are still many unknown but superbly talented voice actors out there. That is so true. Now, if you're talking about a trend, you're talking about something that a lot of people are doing.So it becomes very popular for probably a short time, but it's a general direction that something's moving in. It could be a fashion, right? There's a trend toward people wearing a certain type of clothing. That could be a trend. But here it says there's a trend to actually ask very famous people to come and do cartoons or animated films. Whereas when Tom and I were growing up,Everybody that was doing animation, the Disney films, for example, we didn't know who those voices belonged to.
Yeah, exactly. But, of course, Pixar movies always pick famous Hollywood actors
nowadays,
like Tom Hanks, as I mentioned, or Will Smith did some fish in Shark Tale or something like that many years ago. But in any case, yes, they provide these movies with star power by using those famous Hollywood actors. But there are still some really unknown people who specialize in being voice actors. I mentioned some of those before. That's the only thing they do.
Uh-huh.
Now, Now, if you're the kind of person who loves to read stories aloud and make up the voices for all the different characters, voice acting may be for you. So, yes, if you like to read stories aloud and make up those voices, create those voices, make different voices, let people hear different kinds of voices that you can use in different kinds of cartoons and things like that.
Right. So you might love to read stories aloud and make up the voices. If you make something up, you create them yourself, right? So voice acting may be for you if you like this sort of thing. Now, to be a successful voice actor, it's essential that you have a good voice. Now, essential means absolutely vital, very important. You have to have this. You might be naturally gifted in this respect. You might have been born with this wonderful voice. There was a guy with a very deep voice that used to always do the movie trailers.
Yeah, he died a couple of years ago.
He died several years ago, but everyone knew that voice.
In a world out of control, one man has a vision.
And it's very low. So if you're gifted, you're talented. It's another word you can use in saying, oh, he's so talented. You could say, oh, he's so gifted in this respect or in this way. But it's still a good idea to seek voice training and direction from professional coaches.You might need help just making sure you don't get hoarse all the time, which is Shaya, which I mentioned. So you need some training. That always helps. You must be able to convey or communicate. That could be another word there. Your emotions and character traits. A trait is some sort of characteristic of a character. Their personality. What are they like? Can you, through your voice, let people know what that character's like? If so...Good for you. So traits are your personality and characteristics that people know you for. You won't be able to use your face. They can't see your face, and you won't be able to use facial expressions.
Although it's a good idea to use those anyway,
because
it helps your voice sound better, even though people can't see you. In addition, or also, voice actors must also be good with the technology required to record high-quality audition and demo samples. So, yeah, you probably should know about the technology required. You need to know about the microphone, different microphones like Neumann or Electro Voice or Shure. They all have different kinds of qualities. It's a good idea to know what they sound like and what you sound like when you use those different microphones or different devices like portable voice recorders or professional studio consoles or things like that. You need to know all about that. And also about the software, too, the things you can do with the software to enhance your voice, to remove the noises, to maybe lower your voice an octave or something like that. This is all involved with the technology.
Right. And you need to know some of that stuff because you've got to put together some demos, some samples of what your voice sounds like and send them out, get people knowing who you are. It takes a long time to actually establish yourself so people call you. So finally, you have to do a lot of self-promotion. It's up to you to advertise yourself because no one else is going to at first. So you have to learn some marketing skills that are necessary to really let people know who you are. Like I just said, you have to establish yourself, which means you have to let people know what you're good at, why they should hire you, and that you're good to work with. You might have a lot of talent, but you're a jerk. Yeah, people aren't going to keep hiring you for long, especially at the beginning. Now, we know some of these movie stars are jerks, but at the beginning, they probably behaved themselves better. So don't become a jerk, and more people will hire you. I know that for sure. Now, this all may sound like hard work, and it is, but who knows? One day you might provide the voice for a character loved around the world. Yeah, who knows? I just read an article about the lady who is Siri. You know, she's providing a voice for millions and millions of iPhones around the world.
Yeah, so, yeah, if you could do that in smartphone technology or something, be a recognized voice, hey, you could make a ton of money. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today, at least our explanation, but we still need to hear from our beloved Chinese teacher.
Okay, 我们提到说在不同的 branches 里面动画里面是一种那有些是做这方面的另外其他人呢接的这个字就是 others, some others, 那么其他人他们做什么他们做的就是广播剧。 或者是有一些有声的读物帮这些读物做旁白，或者是做广告后的配音。好，用这些的方式来 make a living 为生。换句话说，这样子的谋生方式可能是我们比较没有想到的。不过有一点大家可能比较知道的是什么呢？因为很多动画为了要达到票房的作用，会有什么？会有明星来助阵。所以他这边提到了 In order to provide movies with star power， 这个 star power 指的就是明星的影响力。当然咯，其实我们知道除了这些大明星之外，市场上其实很多是我们不知道的，这些人默默无闻，所以他说 many unknown but， 好， but 就告诉你虽然默默无闻，可是是怎么样？ superbly talented voice actors， 意思就是非常非常有天分的配音员。那我们就来看下面他说到了，如果你对这个工作有兴趣，那我们可以试试看哦，因为很可能啊，配音这个工作就适合你。说到一个工作很适合你， voice acting maybe for you， for somebody， 这个 for 换句话是说这个工作真的就是你该做的。有时候我们会英文里面用别的讲法，比如讲说 Oh, you are cut out for teaching， you are cut out for teaching， 意思其实是一样，就是你天生就是该教书。那这边说的 voice acting maybe for you，意思就是你天生可能就是应该走配音这一项工作。接下来呢，要成为一个成功的配音员，他用到 to be a successful voice actor， 这个 to 当然表示目的。那要怎么办？你应该要有什么？没错，一定要有个好的嗓音。可能很多人本来就有这个天分，不过他这句话要注意到 It's essential that you have a good voice。 我们停下来看看这个句型， essential 这个形容词是代表很重要很要紧的，可是当你把 essential 这个形容词呢放在这个句子里面，也就是 It is essential that， 要注意哦，像这个时候它的 that 子句里面它常常就有一种含义，有一种口气，就是应该怎么样，所以它有一个 should 这个应该的语气在，不过这个语气助动词通常都不会出现，而是直接看到一个原形动词，所以你就会看到 It is essential that you do it， It's essential that you get the job， It's essential that you have a good voice。 好，基本上就是有一个 should 的含义在内，这个文法要特别的注意。那最后呢，再来看最后这一段，就提到配音员他其实也要懂一些必要的技术，然后才能够来录制高品质的试音或是录音的样片。那谈到必要的技术， technology required， 这个 required 记得这是一个过去分词，当然过去分词有一种被动的含义，换句话是用来修饰前面的 technology， 是什么样的 technology 呢？是 technology thatis required. OK, 我们今天讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
All right, everybody, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us, and hopefully we have given you some ideas about what voice actors do, and maybe you might choose a career in this field. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See ya.